Prologue.
Master Mathorn called both Flame and me into his practice room. We were not told much about why we were being summoned, only that he had a special lesson that would benefit both of us. Master Salsartazar, Headmaster Ranner, Master Kellen, and Grandmaster Vidor were all also in attendance for this lesson. This was the first time I could remember that all of them were in one place at the same time. They all floated high above the floor looking down to see the lesson.
Flame, in the Battle of Terrathen 15, when Master Jaren teleported into the battle, how did he deal with the enemy forces he faced?
Asked Master Mathorn.
Master, he created a wall of fire and pushed it towards the sorcerers,
responded Flame.
Correct, Flame. Master Salsartazar says you have a basic grasp of that spell, so please cast it and send it at the wall the same way Master Jaren did,
responded Master Mathorn. I knew this to be a very advanced spell, and as I watched Flame begin to cast it, I was again struck by the difference in her two powers. When she was creating illusions, she would weave and dance with her body as her entire body sculpted the power. With her pyromancy, she was much more focused. Her movements more clearly mimed grabbing and channeling of the raw fire. Where there was intimate beauty in the crafting of illusions, pyromancy was all business. It seemed to take excessively long for her to cast the spell. I could not help but think that if this was a battle, she would have been gunned down by now. Slowly, a wall of pure flame began to appear before her, as sweat was beading across her brow. This was by far the most intense spell she had yet learned. Finally, just as the wall was completely formed, I saw her attempt the push. Suddenly, a loud crack sound came out of nowhere, accompanied by a brilliant flash of light. Flame only momentarily lost her concentration, but that was enough. The magic that held together the wall of fire failed, and the wall exploded. It was about to fill the room with raw energy when I quickly reached out and gathered the power, unweaving it before it consumed the room.
Flame, what just happened?
Asked Master Mathorn.
Master, I had almost completed the task when out of nowhere someone cast a thunderclap, said Flame, looking downtrodden.
Master Mathorn turned to face Grandmaster Vidor and said,
Grandmaster, as you can see, one of the school's star pupils was defeated by a minor illusion that any beginning student can cast.
Then he turned back to Flame and said,
Flame, distraction is one of a wizard's greatest enemies. As you just demonstrated for us, it can have deadly effects. Master Jaren cast the exact same spell you just attempted, but he did it while under fire and surrounded by wounded knights. He was not distracted. Can you tell me why?
Flame was quiet a long while and then responded,
Master, is it because he had cast the spell so many times in practice that it had become second nature to him?
No, Flame, but that is an excellent thought on it. In fact, that is the first time he ever cast that spell. From his perspective, he invented it on the spot,
responded Master Mathorn.
Shadow, you were able to respond quickly to the resulting danger without being distracted yourself. So, do you have a thought on this puzzle?
I was worried he would ask that. I knew the answer, but I did not want to embarrass Flame. Yes, Master, I do. Master Jaren was a black adder and had spent many months hiding from sorcerers where any slip in his concentration would have meant death, and prior to that, he would have had extensive Navy training on maintaining his focus while under fire. I, also being a Navy vet, have had the same training, and I've been in live combat many times. Flame has no such training or experience. Master Mathorn turned to address the wizards above us again and said,
Grandmaster, you have an excellent school here, and Headmaster Ranner has done a wonderful job with it, but it has a weakness. That weakness is that it's too safe.